The following podcast is brought to you by the Celadon City Department Store. Find what you need.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I'm your host, Jake.
And I'm your guide, Josh.
And I guess the whole cute nickname thing is going to be an off and on occasion from here on out.
Whatever you think of a good one, because I just want to keep saying handsome. I don't want to keep saying the same
thing. I don't know what that says about you.
That I'm very modest and not into myself even a little bit. So this episode, is that how we usually do this?
I think so.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Celadon.
We're going to Celadon.
It's going to Celadon.
We probably left off. It's been so long since we did this.
It's been a while since we recorded a proper episode, so bear with us.
I'm pretty sure the Lavender Town episode ended right at the gates of Celadon.
It did.
Okay.
That's the gimmick, brother. That's how we do this.
Except for this time, where we're kind of breaking it up
a little bit. So, yeah, let's just say right now, let's just get that out of the way right now. We're not doing the whole Celadon, because there's a lot, it turns out. It's a big town.
There's a lot. Here's the thing. I literally slept on taking notes, so.
What we're doing is we're going to do most of Celadon today. We're not going to do the game corner or the...
We'll do the game. We're going to go in the game corner.
But you're right. We're not going to do anything else, any other secret stuff. I'm not going to tell you what yet, because we're not on the spoiler tag.
Then it wouldn't be... A secret.
So we're going to do up to the game corner, and then we're going to do like a secret thing in the gym and bicycle road in the next episode, which might be next week and might be the week after that. We'll see.
Yep.
Just covering our bases. Hey, Josh.
Yo, Jake.
We got any Pokemon news?
Yeah, we got some news.
Sweet.
Got a little bit of news. So you remember in Japan, they got those sweet, sweet 2DSs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember.
For the anniversary.
I do remember.
And then Europe got them.
Why did Europe? Who cares about Europe? Europe doesn't even like Pokemon.
And then I think the next day.
Allegedly.
No, I mean, there's just a whole region in France that's based on France, but that's
whatever.
Because nobody over there likes it, so they're never going to know anyway.
Yeah. It's just like, it looks nice, whatever.
And the day after, I think
that might be my second favorite Pokemon game. Whatever. Who cares?
Well, you've only played three.
Well, no. I've played four.
Remakes count as the same game.
Yeah. I played Red.
Okay.
I played Gold/Soul Silver. That's two.
Okay.
I played X. And I played a little bit of Ruby.
just a little bit.
Like, just a little taste. A little taste of Ruby.
Anyway, the day after they got announced for Europe, I was like, oh, yes, we're going to get them.
It's making its way.
It's going to be great. Europe does not get the green one because they did not get Pokemon Green. They only get the red, blue, and yellow ones.
Okay.
We don't get any 2DSs here in America.
Boo.
But instead, we get a special 20th anniversary new 3DS, the little one.
The little one.
With the swappable faceplates.
Which I like.
It comes with red and blue, both preloaded on it. Which is a weird choice.
Yep.
But I get it.
Yeah.
And two faceplates that are in the style of the original box art for Red and Blue.
Yeah.
And there might be more stuff in the box. I'm not sure. I hope that we get some stickers, because I think there's some stickers
I would like some stickers.
I would really like the map that Japan gets.
I have not seen this.
And their 2DSs.
You'll have to show me.
But
later.
I mean, I have the map in the field guide.
Map in the field guide is real nice.
And that's a pretty good map.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we're speaking of that field map, we're working on getting some like cool giveaway prizes and stuff.
Yeah, for like the end of the season, we'll say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, each region is a season.
Yeah. Also, speaking of seasons, this is kind of news. I didn't watch the anime today because we're going to do it next episode.
That's a part two exclusive.
Yeah. Also, we got one more piece of regular news we'll talk about in a second. But as far as like this podcast news with the Patreon, we're going to be recording the first anime episode sometime next week, so that should be out shortly after for Patreon subscribers. So
yeah, I don't know how long we're waiting before that hits the regular feed.
I don't know. We need to talk about it and figure out that for sure. But
it'll be at least a couple weeks exclusively on Patreon.
So get excited for that, because I sure am.
I am legitimately excited for that.
Josh told me about an episode a little bit earlier that I think is literally a nightmare that I had and I just get to experience again. So, hoo boy.
You think it's a nightmare, but you probably just watched that episode and then you just remember it such as it was a nightmare.
Well, that's probably true. So the other piece of real news.
Yeah, Pokemon has, as part of their 20th anniversary celebration, created a commercial for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That you can just watch right now on YouTube.
Yeah.
This is a different time to be
Welcome
alive.
Welcome to the digital age. Oh, what a time.
There's going to be a 30-second version of it during the Super Bowl. I think the full one on YouTube is a minute and a half.
Yeah, I saw like a minute, 20-second version.
Yeah.
Online.
It's pretty neat. It starts out weird. It doesn't really turn into a Pokemon commercial until about halfway through.
Yeah. So I watched it and I tweeted it out. Oh no, I actually watched the Pokemon Super Bowl commercial and I got emotional. And then a little bit later, I settled down and I was like, did you get emotional about that? Or did you get emotional because of like Pokemon in general? Which happens sometimes.
I watched it once. I was at work with one earbud in, so I wasn't paying complete attention to it.
Right.
And I watched it again right before I came over to record this right now. And I got emotional at the end, but everything before then is a little bit confusing.
Yeah,
because it starts off like a shoe commercial.
Yeah, the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup.
There's obviously a Pokemon battle happening off in the distance, and this kid with no shoes just like runs over to it, and then that's where the catchphrase of the commercial "I can do that" pops up. But then he just starts like running up a mountain.
Yeah,
and then a little girl playing chess is watching that. She says, "I can do that."
And she starts playing chess with, like, 40 dudes.
But then she beats, like, 100 old guys at chess.
And then, like, some footballer is watching a YouTube video of that, and then he hypes his team up. That team, by the way, their symbol is a fire.
Their symbol is the volcano badge.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little Easter eggs in it. Like, one of the king pieces in the chess set is a Nidoking.
That's neat.
One of the jerseys of the football team is 20. There's one shot where two of the footballers are standing next to each other, and their jerseys are 19 and 96.
Oh, nice.
Up above the doorway, as they head out to the field, it says, like, no one ever was.
I noticed that, yeah.
There's, like, a whole bunch of stuff just going on in the background.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out again, try to see how many we can pick out. That might be a fun bonus thing.
But then they go play a football game, and then I'm assuming he's the quarterback.
The quarterback is also the gym leader.
He's also undefeated in New York, I guess, because it's like, could he be defeated? And then some kid's like, yeah, I could do that.
I can do that. But then, like, then he comes up. This one's like, for real Pokemon now. He comes up to, like, the arena. And
is it? I think it's on the football field.
I think so. And the quarterback's got, like, 6 Pokemon out, all Gen 1.
They're not all Gen 1. He has a Mega Lucario out.
Okay.
Everything else is Gen 1. So there's a Gyarados and, like, some other stuff.
That's the first, like, there might be more than just Gen 1 Pokemon.
Yeah.
But, like, they're just, like, hanging out.
Well, this is not.
And he throws one Pokeball thing and he can beat him. That's why this guy wins.
Well,
he just starts with all his Pokemon out. That's cheating.
I don't think he uses them all at the same time.
We don't know. We don't see the battle.
It should be emphasized, this is not a Pokemon Go commercial. This is a Pokemon 20th anniversary commercial.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's like, hey, Pokemon's 20. Remember how much fun it was when you were a kid?
Yep.
Come back, please. Come back and play more Pokemon.
We promise we'll put out a better game than Ruby and Sapphire soon.
Ruby and Sapphire were good, though.
I don't connect with them at all. And I think it's a me thing, honestly.
Like, the remake thing can stop now, I think. I don't think we need to remake, like, Diamond and Pearl.
Right, well, they did immediately with Platinum. Platinum, from what I understand,
well,
is basically...
That's like the Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, but
that was the way they used to do. I mean, like, we don't need
another
Diamond and Precious Pearl or whatever. We don't need a big remake of those.
No, but, like I said, Platinum, from what I understand, is basically a remake because it's super buffed up, like...
Well, it's like if Black 2 and White 2 were one game and not a sequel.
Yeah.
That's how Crystal was, too, though. And Emerald.
I never played Emerald. I don't like Gen 3. I don't know. It's just me. I don't like Gen 3.
It's not just you.
Gen
4 is my least favorite.
It happened. Anyway. I never even played Gen 4.
That's all the news. Go check out that commercial. It's on the YouTube.
Yeah, or, like, wait for the Super Bowl. Speaking of which.
But you won't be able to see the whole commercial.
No, that's true. Speaking of which, we're going to be doing a games and sports cast thanks to our Patreon supporters. And we're starting that. Also, I want to do next week because I want to do it before the Super Bowl. Because first episode is going to be on the Super Bowl. It's going to be my roommate Tony trying to explain football to me.
I kind of get football.
You already know football. I know football a little bit.
I know of football. I won't say I know football.
It's going to be Tony talking sports and me making jokes. I don't know what your I don't know what your plan is going into it.
I'm gonna be in the middle of also talking sports, but also making jokes.
All right, so look forward to that. It should be a pretty good time. And with that,
wait, one more thing. Yeah, I just wanna like throw this hook out into the ocean and see if anyone bites on this. Alan tweeted us about the Pokemon RPG.
Yeah,
which I have known about for a long time.
Yes,
and have not really read up on.
I read an old version of it when Nerdy Show first started. They posted the link to that online, and I read that. And then like a month later, it got rebooted, or like revamped in it, and stuff. So that was years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I'm gonna check out the current version. Hopefully over this weekend, we might try to run like a monthly thing with that.
Yeah,
we just want to get some people involved. So if you're interested, let us know.
Yeah, and we're
not sure. Alan said he would run it. I have a couple of ideas I kind of want to run.
Yeah. So
maybe we'll do one where we just hang out and goof around and don't record it, and then we'll do like a monthly big one for the podcast or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I have some ideas. We gotta sit down and talk about them more in depth because they're skeletons at the moment. But but yeah, so if that's something, maybe we could make that a Patreon milestone?
Oh, maybe. I don't know if we're going to – I feel like everyone who is – until we get some like new people coming in.
Well, I think also it's like we hit all of our milestones.
We might have hit a glass ceiling.
I don't know if we did. We won't know until we put some more milestones up because we've already achieved everything.
Well, there is another one at $1,500.
Yeah, it's like so far
away. We get a new computer and I can edit videos without my computer wanting to give up.
That is real, real far away. We'll see. Maybe we'll do both. We'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, we'll see. But that's it, I think, for the news.
Yeah. Let's go to Celadon City.
Welcome to Celadon City, the city of rainbow dreams.
Also known as the city of the rainbow's colors.
Yeah.
That's a bad slogan.
Yes, it's boring.
It's boring and it's clunky and it just doesn't, like, the city of rainbow's dreams is fine. That's cool. I like that.
They updated it to a bad one.
Yeah. Way to go, Heart Gold, Soul Silver. You figured out one thing you could do bad.
Like, Vermilion's was the same.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just keep it the same?
I don't know. Anyway, here we are. Celadon City.
Here we are,
This is a big place. Party Town.
It's very big. It's very square. This is just a giant square-shaped city that's carved into the middle of a field of trees. The first thing we come across when we walk through this eastern gate to the city, because there's also an exit in the west, is the Pokemon Center, which is, like, super convenient.
It is. Normally, you have to, like, find it. I think,
in the middle.
Yeah, like, I think in Saffron, like, finding it is...
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Also in... what is this big town in Kalos? I can never remember. Lumios City? Lumios City. Finding a Pokemon Center in there is, like, pulling teeth.
Lumios? Maybe there's not an N in it.
I think it's Lumios.
I think you're right. I haven't played X or Y...
I know.
Since... Alpha Sapphire came out.
Yeah, I'm thinking about restarting.
I think I'm going to restart Heart Gold for Pokemon 20.
Yeah.
Just not evolve my Cyndaquil and just have a little buddy.
That could be cool.
That'll be a fun time. So there's... I wrote like a Main Street-like area that lines the top of the city, but it's kind of not. The city's broken up. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's...
Main Street is a bad way to say it because it's more of the residential area.
I would call that the main drag.
But it's not shops and stuff. There's like one house you can get into, but that's condominiums. That's where people live.
Right.
Everything else is, there's no doors. So those are just residences that you can't go in.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But the Pokemon Center's there.
And
it leads right to the department store.
Right to the department store.
Which has like a giant park or fountain area in front of it. There's like a big open area in front of the department store, which is kind of really nice.
Yeah, because it's like, it's using space that... isn't occupied in a way that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, here's the park in a town big enough for it. Here's, like, a park. It's not just like, hey, we forgot to build a third house.
Right, here's some dirt. Put some flower tiles in there.
Flowers.
It's gotta go out tomorrow. And then there's some buildings grouped together toward the east from there. That's where, like, your game corner. There's the gym tucked away behind some shrubs down in the southwest.
Yeah, you gotta want to get to the gym.
You need cut. You can't get in there without cut.
Right. But yeah, there's like this whole like separate area that's also some condos and like I don't know what this house is. What's that guy? What's that house right there?
That's either the restaurant or the hotel.
Okay.
The restaurant, we'll talk about that when we start talking about the places.
All right.
In the center of the city, there's a small pond, and it just looks real nice. It looks like a real nice, clean city.
Yeah.
It's not congested, but it's big, and it just feels real nice.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like...
It's a good walking around city.
Yeah, I have the Heart Gold Soul Silver map up, which is objectively the best version of of the maps.
Yeah.
And, like, looking at it from above all at once, it looks real nice. I distinctly remember getting lost here, just not knowing where to go. That also might be a me problem, because I have no sense of direction whatsoever in real life or in video games.
That's really weird the way that crosses over.
Yeah. I'm real good at Portal, though, because I don't get lost. Because, like, a lot of people's problem with Portal is that, like, you come out of Portal, you don't know where you are. I always don't know where I am, so that's not a problem.
So it just feels the same.
Yeah, it's not a hurdle to get over for me. But yeah, it is a really nicely laid out city.
I just realized that there's Pokemon in that pond that I did not write down. So you guys can look forward to in part two.
Part two exclusive, the Pokemon.
So the population is bonkers.
Okay.
In Gen 1, if you count the secret place...
Which we will for
okay.
population
purposes.
Well, I have
purposes. Both numbers.
Wait!
Spoilers from here on out.
For the rest of the episode.
Wonderful.
We almost never end our spoiler text.
Yep, just once we put it up, we can say whatever we want.
Yep.
Okay, so if you exclude Team Rocket's secret base hideout underneath the game corner,
yeah,
we're gonna get all the spoilers out rapid fire.
We're going to try to hide it. Maybe we'll get it out right now, and then we'll end the spoiler tag in a minute.
Including Team Rocket, there are 81 people.
Dang.
In Cerulean City. In
nope.
Gen 1.
Cerulean City?
Celadon, I meant. Celadon, Cerulean, Saffron, they're all...
Too many
soft noises.
So Gen 1, there's 81 people.
81. There's 70, so there's 11 people in the hideout.
Okay.
And Gen 2, that gets knocked down to 63.
Okay.
In the remakes, Fire Red and Leaf Green, there's another dude somewhere. There's 82.
One guy came to town.
But there's only 10 people in the Rocket hideout, because it's 72 if you exclude those.
Okay.
So those numbers get weird. And then in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, there's 68. And I wrote a little thing about the economy, and I got, like, a little weird about it. So the trend here with the population declining after Team Rocket leaves. Let me just read what I wrote instead of trying to paraphrase my paraphrasing.
Okay.
The trend here shows a decline in population after the disbanding of Team Rocket. Team Rocket leaving the game corner may have caused a drop in the economy, drawing fewer people to the city, though the drop in pop... oh, go me. The drop in pop is not really that substantial if you don't count Rocket members in the first place, who were probably stealing more than they were pumping cash into the economy. That's what I wrote.
Okay, that makes sense. I think also it might be like in the Gen 2 and 4.
The game corner doesn't go away.
No.
It changes, but it doesn't leave. But I feel like Team Rocket probably, like, was real shifty about bringing people in.
Well, also, like, you gotta imagine some of the people living in the town, like, regular people living in the town. We're in Team Rocket.
Right.
Know, we're some of those people, you know. So, like, that's kind of a way to justify it, too, is, like, you know, Team Rocket up and left, but, like, some of them just lived here. They had to disappear because a little kid beat them up.
So, despite all this, Celadon City is the most populous city in the Kanto region, including Saffron.
Really?
There are more people here than there are in Saffron, by a pretty good margin.
A lot of people got to be in the department store then, I imagine.
I think that's a lot of it. And plus, there's the extra, like, 10 or 11 underground.
Right.
Maybe there's just not as many people in Silph-Co as I thought.
I guess.
I wrote by a wide margin, but I did not write the number, because we'll talk about that when we get to Saffron.
Right.
And there is a man outside. I wrote this under population because I didn't know where else to put it, because it's not, like, a place.
Right.
But he is across that small pond in the center of town. And if you surf over there and talk to him, he will give you TM41, which contains soft-boiled, or in Gen 3, he is just a move tutor that'll teach your Chansey soft-boiled.
So that's a Chansey-specific move?
It was in Gen 1. I think the Togepi line can learn it.
Okay.
Now, and there might be some more.
The Execute line?
Probably. But I think it was only Chansey in Gen 1, even though Execute existed.
Yeah.
Because he's a group of eggs that evolves into a coconut tree.
A coca egg tree.
Because Because, you know, Pokemon was so much better and not weird back then.
Yeah, anytime someone's like, oh, all the Pokemon now are real dumb, I'm like, there's one that's a magnet.
There's one that's a group of eggs.
Another one that's a group of eggs, and one of those eggs is real shifty looking.
This one is a Pokeball, which is a thing they made up, and then they were like, what if we make that also a Pokemon? All right, so the first major stop location in the city that you'll probably come across that's not a Pokemon Center is the Celadon Condominiums, which are also known as the Celadon Mansion in the original games. This is where you get your first Eevee.
Yeah. I never remember this. And I also feel like it's in a different part of town. Because, again, I don't know.
It's that real tall building.
Right in the center?
Up north there, yep.
See, when I accessed my memories from playing Red version when I was a baby,
sure.
When I was, you know, 10, I was 98, so I was like 8. It's over, and you guys can't see this because it's an audio medium, but it's over here.
No, that's the park.
It's where the park is in my head. Now, I do want to mention that this is not exclusive to Pokemon. Like, if I try to remember where a place is in relation to another place, I'm almost always wrong. I constantly think that the Dakotas are on the opposite side of the Great Lakes, and I don't know why. Only thing over there is New York.
Yeah. Nope, that's it.
Yep. So, like, that's just a weird thing that it's like, no, it's right in the middle. Like,
no, it's like in the middle of the north.
Yeah, it's not anywhere near where...
It's in the north-north of town. But Eevee is in a secret room that is hidden at the top, on the top floor, that you can only access through the secret back entrance to the building.
And don't you, like, when you go into this, and again, this might be, you know, 17-year-old memories. You're in the building, but you're not inside the building. Like, you see through the window or something. Am I thinking of that wrong? Is it kind of like that?
Well, you enter through the back, and then you go up, like, a stairwell. That's
right.
Just a bunch of stairs. Like, you can't go anywhere. It's just, like, a stairwell that leads to the top.
Right.
And then there is, like, another building. I think that's implied to be the roof, and this is, like, a secret room built onto the roof, so it looks like a smaller building inside the building.
That's what I'm thinking of then.
But you go in there.
Okay.
Yeah. There are, like, windows in it, I think.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking of then. All right.
But you do walk in there, and there's just a Pokeball on the table that has Eevee in it.
And you just steal it.
You just take it.
What are you doing? That's someone's Pokemon.
I think there might be a guy in there who's like, have this Eevee.
I hope so.
But, like, you don't talk to him first.
Right.
He's behind the table that Eevee's on. So you're like, yes.
I own this now.
In Generation 2, instead of Eevee, there is just a man who gives you TM03, which has Curse in it.
And boring.
In the Gen 4 remakes, he just gives you a spell tag.
What even is that?
It boosts the power of ghost-type moves.
That's kind of neat, but overall...
It's not an Eevee.
It's not an Eevee. Where did you get Eevee in Gen 2 then?
From Bill in Goldenrod.
Okay.
I think you have to backtrack and go talk to him after you've already been through there.
Right.
But he's like, here you go.
We'll get to that later.
Here's my Eevee, my favorite Eevee. You can have it.
You're gold.
You're the opposite of Ash.
You're a winner.
You're a winner. Then other places inside the building, if you go through the front entrance, there's an old woman on the first floor. She's the manager of the building.
Okay.
She doesn't do much in Gen 1, but in Gen 3, she gives you some tea.
Okay.
She's like, have some tea. And you're like, oh, thank you for this tea.
Thank you. Is this part of some sort of Legend of Zelda Begoron sword?
It's not a trading quest. This is how you get into Saffron. You give the guards the tea.
Oh.
In Gen 1, you buy a drink from the department store.
From the department store, yeah.
And then you give that to them.
You whip that lemonade at their face. You didn't get them lemonade. You got a bottle of water. You got the cheapest thing you can find.
I got them soda pop. Have a nice soda pop.
It's soda pop on me.
A can of soda pop.
When you're a kid, that's like good bribing.
Right. Hey, I'm trying to get into the city. You look a little thirsty, guard man. Bought you this.
Oh, that sound nice.
You just drink one, right?
Oh, fizzy. I bet you want that.
Well, I got another one in my backpack.
And all,
fresh out the vending machine.
And all it will cost you is a one-way ticket inside that town.
And then he sips it. He's like, all right, I'll share it with the other three. You're good to go.
Pass this around.
Let me take your picture, and we'll post it on the bulletin board and all the guard buildings. We'll make sure that you have infinite access
free,
to Saffron
free
City.
Free reign of Saffron City.
And on the third floor is the Game Freak Development Lab.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is a thing that is hidden, not hidden, but they're in every game. There's just Game Freak making a video game somewhere in every game. And that's where you get your diploma for catching all the Pokemon.
Right. That's pretty cool.
And in Generation 4, if you go there after you get all 16 badges, you get the GB Sounds item, which turns all the background music into like Game Boy versions.
Oh.
Which is fun.
That's pretty fun.
It's fun to do after there's nothing left for you to do.
Yeah, I prefer the orchestrated, the MIDI versions rather than the 8-bit.
The MIDI orchestra.
Yeah, but it's a neat little Easter egg, neat little thing.
That's just like a nostalgia grab.
Yeah.
It's like, remember what that used to sound like? Isn't that great?
Remember how this kind of sounds like screaming? But it's beeps and boops?
So then, let's go shopping.
All right.
I got some money from beating all these loser gym leaders.
Yeah, we've been crushing them all
running Team
day.
Rocket out of the... Oh, no, we haven't. In the story, we haven't run Team Rocket out of the Ghost Tower yet.
No.
Because we don't have the Ghost Goggles.
Look, we've...
Silph Go-Brand Ghost Goggles.
We've whomped on quite a few people.
We have.
We've beat them up, taken their money. Let's spend it on some ill-gotten gains.
The Celadon City Department Store is the largest building in Celadon, and I think the second largest building in all of Kanto.
After the Pokemon Tower?
Nope, after the Silph Co.
After Silph Co. Okay.
I think it's bigger than Pokemon Tower. It's at least wider, and it might be as tall, so that's a bigger building.
Yeah, volume-wise, yes.
It's obviously also the biggest Pokemart. The first floor has nothing really going on. You go in, there's some ladies at a help desk, and they're like, we have floors with stuff.
Yeah, what do you want? And one of them is like, this floor is this thing. This floor is this thing.
We're going through it floor by floor. I got notes for every floor.
Oh, boy.
You ready for this?
How many floors are there?
Six.
Six?
Six-story mall. It's a shopping mall.
Is that six including the roof?
Yes.
Okay, so floor one is a wash then.
Floor one is help desk.
Nothing cool here.
Second floor is the trainer's market, where you get your basic items like Pokeballs and potions and such.
Okay, this is the Pokemart.
This is the Pokemart.
Yeah.
Third floor is a TV game shop. You can't buy anything, but there is an NPC behind a counter who, if you talk to him, he gives you TM18, which is the move counter. Because you talk to him, he's like, hey, I like leaning on this counter. Here's a TM. It has the move counter in it.
Okay, the way you said the move counter, it made it sound like there was a move that counted other moves.
No, it's counter as in... like,
the move counter.
If you punch me and I grab your arm and put you in an arm bar, I countered it.
Right.
It's like that.
Okay. Thought it was some sort of numerical thing for a second.
Gen 3, he's a move tutor. In Gens 2 and 4, this floor is the TM shop.
Okay. I remember that.
The fourth floor is Wise Man Gifts.
Oh.
It has its own store because this is a shopping mall. On this floor, you can buy Pokeballs. You can buy Pokeballs on the other floor.
Look, you wrote the notes.
I wrote the notes. On this floor, you can buy Pokeballs, Mail, and Evolution Stones. Mail does not exist in Generation 1.
No.
But this is where you can just buy Evolution Stones. They're like 4,800 piece.
Yeah.
They're super convenient, and I don't know why now Nintendo is like, hey, what if those were hard to get?
Right? Yeah, I don't like that decision. I loved it when you could just be like, oh, I need a Leaf Stone. Gonna go get one. That was it. Then you had one. Problem solved.
And then you could get your Vileplume.
Yep.
Or your Victory Bell, depending on what version you play. Yeah.
Execute wasn't a...
And Execute.
Execute, yeah. Yep. Or if you get your other... you get five Moltres and an Eevee, and you use the Leaf Stone on Eevee, you get Leafy, or you get Floreon.
Moltresion.
No.
Where he turns into five Moltreses. That's the only way you could battle with more than six, because you sent him out. He's already five Pokemon.
Right.
Then you have five more on your team. That's not how that works.
Not even a little bit.
The fifth floor is the drugstore, which is where you can buy your Muscle Milk.
Get that calcium.
Get the calcium, and you can get your X attack and stuff going on. All your steroids and your stat boosters.
All your performance enhancing drugs.
And the sixth floor is the rooftop square or rooftop atrium, depending on the game you're playing.
Okay.
There's some vending machines that you can buy fresh water, soda pop, and lemonade from. Those are in order of effectiveness, I think. I think lemonade.
I think they're in order of price as well.
Yeah, well, the more expensive is the more effective.
Obviously.
Usually, unless you're talking about those ginger root potions that Pokemon hate, that I've never, ever bought one.
Wait, what?
There's I think from Gen 2 on, there's herbal medicine.
Yeah.
That, is gross, but it's cheap, but it makes your Pokemon not like you.
Because
the friendship mechanic was introduced so that Eevee could evolve into Espeon and Umbreon.
Right. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why? Just go to Pokemon Center.
Right. Or just buy a potion so that your Pokemon is not like, oh, I hate you. This is so gross.
Oh, thanks for feeding me this gross.
Thanks for shoving this dried seaweed in my mouth. I've recovered 10 health points, but like, at what cost?
Yeah, was it worth it? You look stupid in your jacket. Sorry, I'm just mad about this ginger root.
Okay, I did talk about the little girl, but I was so sick of taking notes that I did not write down everything about it. There is a little girl on the rooftop.
Okay.
Who will give you a TM, a different TM for each drink. Because she's, like, just so thirsty.
Right.
I did not write down what the TMs are. I know one of them is Tri-Attack. I think that's the one that you get from the lemonade.
Okay.
I don't remember what the other ones are.
The other ones are... I'm just going to guess. Wing Attack?
That's not a move.
Wing Attack's not a move?
Wing Attack? Wing I thought you said Wind Attack.
No, Wing Attack.
That is a move. I don't know if that's a TM, but it is a Pokemon move.
Okay, so Wing Attack and... Flame Wheel? Is that a move?
Not in Gen 1.
Not in Gen 1? I don't know.
Tackle.
Yep.
That's the other one.
Right, of course. That's for water.
And in Generation 1, since you don't get the tea from the nice old lady, just in a teacup. You just put a teacup in your bag. And you're like, I hope that doesn't move at all.
Well, I mean, there. How old is she? If she's a grandma, she has like that like stretching, like the saran wrap that sticks to things.
Or just like the scrunchy... container cover. Have you seen those? They're just like little plastic shower
it's
caps
a shower
for your
cap
clothes
for your food,
container.
Yeah.
Clothes containers. Food containers.
You put a little clothes in them.
She just throws that over a tee and she's like, here.
Here, put this in your bag. Go give it to a guard. Bribe a man with this. Here you go, Sonny.
All right, we're going to walk past the game corner. We'll go there last.
Okay.
Because that's like big attraction for the city.
Right. It's the hot. That's the hotness in town. The new
so
hotness.
So we'll go down past there. We'll go.
The kids are saying it's lit. I don't know what that means.
It's lit. No, that means you're drunk, right?
No, that means that
if
means,
you're like, oh, I'm lit, that you're all messed up. You're drunk or on something.
I think it meant that for like 5 minutes, but now it means cool.
That's lit. It means like that's a fun place to be.
That's the hotness. That's the fire. How do kids even?
I don't know. Look, hey, look. I said things were fat or da bomb. So
okay, like, I never did. I want this on the record. I never said anything was fat.
I'm dude, not, that's fat.
No.
You never said fat?
No.
I did.
No.
I still say sweet.
Well, sweet's just a word now. Sweet's just in the lexicon. Are kids not saying sweet anymore?
No, man, you're an old man now. No, things are lit or like
the world is fast
or whatever.
Bye.
Dude, I went down to the pinballs the other day. It was so bae.
Look
in there.
At bae.
That place was bae.
Oh,
this has been two old men.
If you're a kids nowadays,
if you're a kids,
please email us and tell us what the cool things to say are so we can fit in, so we can infiltrate your kind. They also say fam a lot. I don't know what that is. F-A-M. I think
that's
like,
your family.
Like family?
Yeah.
But like you say that
did you ever,
to people,
did
that,
you ever,
just in general.
Did you ever call your parents the rents?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or this is weird, you guys.
Or the rental units. Did that ever make it down to Orange?
Not rental, parental units. Because we couldn't call them mom and dad or parents.
Right.
They had to be a very formal, robotic thing.
No, it was the... We call them the rental units or the rents. We're so dumb with our words. So dumb.
Why is everything going to be shortened?
I don't know. And then, see, because of that, now... People are TBQH-ing all over the internet.
Dude, that's to be quite honest.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's IMHO, which is either in my honest opinion or in my humble opinion. I'm not sure which.
I don't like either of those for reasons that are not necessary to a Pokemon podcast. Let's move on.
Okay.
We can talk about that on Hey Jake and Josh for sure.
We are in the Celadon Hotel now.
Okay,
We walked past the game corner, and then we walked past the restaurant, because we'll go there after, and we're in the hotel, because that's the order that I wrote them in my notes.
All right. What a nice place this is.
This is a luxury hotel for human people.
Okay.
Not for Pokemon.
Quaint.
She's the girl, it's like an old woman again at the counter, is like, this is for people. Isn't that great?
Finally, a place for people to sleep in this Pokemon world.
Unfortunately, they're all booked up, so you can't get a room.
What the... Is there like maybe like a dude whose name is our name that we could like trick?
No.
Hey, that's my name.
What if we were like, oh no, I'm Bill. You know Bill.
You know Bill.
I'm Bill. I'm here for my room.
Right. Like this is a luxury hotel.
Right. He had a ticket for the luxury liner.
Bill
the
has to have a room. And you turned him...
Like on permanent reservation.
Yeah, like you turned him into a man again. You have carte blanche. You should be able to call up Bill and be like, hey, Bill, I need to stay at a place.
I haven't slept since I left Pallet Town. Please let me take a nap in your hotel room.
And he would be like, okay.
He'd be like, okay, I used to be half a Clefairy and half man monster, and now I'm all man thanks to you.
Thanks
you can
to
do
you.
Whatever you want. You can have that hotel room.
And unlimited space in your boxes.
We still only get 12 boxes.
Well, all right, no one eats for free.
There's a couple in the lobby. They are on vacation. They're staying at the hotel.
Where are they on vacation from, do you think?
It doesn't say. I'm going to probably say... I mean, I'm definitely going to say it. I'm not probably going to say it. I'm saying it right
only
now.
Only one way to find out.
I say probably just so much when I just don't need to. Should probably cut that out. I think they're from Johto.
That's kind of boring.
Because this
lame.
Is Gen 1, so yeah. That's probably the only thing that they may have thought of at this point.
Yeah, but like...
All right, let's get weird with it. Are they... From Kalos? They don't speak with any kind of weird foreign accent, so I don't think
no.
they're from that far.
Maybe Unova?
Maybe.
Where is Unova in really? I mean, we don't know, right?
In the real That's, world?
It's
Or
it's,
in the Pokemon
in
world?
In the Pokemon world.
There is, if you go to Serebii.net,
okay.
they have a map of the known Pokemon world
yeah,
and where everything is in relation to each other. I don't know
how canonical is
how
that
canonical
map.
That is. I'm not sure. What if they're just on vacation from another city? What if they live in, like, Fuchsia?
Oh, that might also be. Yeah.
They're just here to gamble.
Right.
Anyway, the thing about this couple is the girl, the girlfriend in the couple.
Okay.
She brought her little brother on vacation with them, and her boyfriend doesn't like that.
Well, first of all,
and
what,
I think
what a nice sister, and what a stupid boyfriend.
Well, I mean...
I know.
He rented a fancy hotel room. I don't need to say anymore. This is all ages podcast. And I think her little brother is bored and not having any fun.
Well, dude, go to the game corner. Gamble. There's no rules on it. There's no age limit. I'm 10 and I can go gamble right now.
That's true. Anyway, there's one thing in this hotel that's very interesting. Because this hotel exists for no reason other than for there to be a hotel for people.
Sure.
But it seems like... The inside of the hotel is a copy-paste of a Pokemon Center, because it looks the same.
Okay.
So if you go all the way to the right and interact with the tile in front of the counter, so don't walk up to the counter.
Right.
But interact with the tile in front of that.
You can access yeah.
the computer.
I remember that. That's so weird.
Yep, it's an invisible PC all the way to the right of the room that is fully functioning. Because I think they just copied a Pokemon Center and forgot... To delete the interaction.
Right.
Attached to that tile.
Because you can walk through that tile, right?
I think so.
So, because if you can, then they're like, oh, we took it out. Good enough.
Yeah.
You know, but you
didn't No one's going to just talk to that tile. But right. little do they know, I'm checking every tile for items.
Yeah.
So when a PC boots up, what the heck is that?
Then I have some questions for you.
We also talked about, like, you can fish in the statues in Misty's gym.
Yeah.
Catch Magikarp.
Yep.
It's a statue. Red and blue is weird. It's a lot of weird stuff. There's also a restaurant if you come out and then you go a couple buildings down. Let's say it's a restaurant. This is a bar.
Where? What am I looking at? Where? Like, next to the game corner?
It might not be in Gen 4. You might have to go to an older map.
Okay.
But it's that strip of buildings below the game corner.
There's only one thing there in the one I was looking
at. Okay, so you probably have to go to an older map then.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's way more. Okay. This is very different.
So I think it's that first one.
Okay.
On the left there. I think that's the restaurant. But this is definitely a bar. Because inside, there's just like some people. There's like tables. But there's definitely like a counter, like a bar set up.
Yeah.
With a guy behind it. I don't remember what anybody in here said except for one person who's in there. He's super down on his luck at the slots.
Oh, what a...
Obviously, he's here drinking his sorrows away.
Right. With the money that he doesn't have.
So you talk to him. He's like, oh, man. Oh, no. I am messing up at those slots. I blew all my money. Take this coin case and get it as far away from me as you possibly can. So you get his coin case, and now you can play the slots.
Nice. Now you have somewhere to put your
coins.
You
couldn't put coins in your pocket. It's
no.
full of
You got tea
Poke
in there.
Bucks.
You got
tea and Pokebucks. It's a mess in there. So now that we have the coin case, now we can go back to the game corner.
Sweet. Is that it? Is this the last place?
This is it. This is the last.
All right, let's go into the game corner.
Major place. The game corner in Celadon City, which goes by the name Celadon Game Corner or Rocket Game Corner. Don't worry about it. Rocket Game Corner, colon, don't worry about it. residents of the city believe that the casino is a blemish on their beautiful reputation.
Right.
Because it brings all the...
the seedier elements in. Yeah.
In Generation 1, it is owned and operated by Team Rocket. That is, like, not a secret. Which is weird, because Team Rocket's all over the city.
They're, like, they shut down Saffron because of Team Rocket, right? Like,
yeah.
That's why you can't get in yet?
Well, no, you can't get in because the guards are thirsty. They won't let you by because they're grumpy and thirsty.
Oh, right.
It would make a lot of sense if they shut down because there was a terrorist attack on the tallest building in the... But no, they're just grumpy, thirsty guards. So this is where you get coins. Coins which are only good at the prize corner next door.
Right.
And you can get them either by playing the slot machines or buying them from the woman at the counter.
Okay.
You can buy them at a rate of 50 coins for 1,000 Pokebucks.
Whew. Does not seem like a good exchange rate.
No. Inside there are 30 slot machines. And it's mentioned a couple times by NPCs that there's, like, different odds on each machine. I don't know how true that is. I think that might just be them being like, hey, that's Team Rocket Place. All those machines are rigged.
Right.
But there was one that I always played. It's all the way on the left. I don't remember which one. It's over there. It's all the way on the left.
I played one kind of in the middle from what I remember. I don't know. Because I was the same way. I was like, I just picked one. And I was like, this is mine.
This is my slot machine. Of the 30 of them, 8 of them have people currently playing. One of them is out of order. One is reserved.
Oh.
Probably for Bill, because I think he's the only celebrity besides the gym leader, right?
Right, yeah. What a weird world.
And one has somebody's lost keys at it, which renders it unplayable for you. Because you interact with it, it's like, whoop, someone's keys, better not mess with that.
Well, you're a kid, right? So you're like, you're good, you know?
Right.
And you're like, these are keys. I shouldn't touch it in case they come back and want them.
So that means that you can play 19 out of the 30 that are available in the building.
Okay.
In Generation 2, Team Rocket's gone. And there's also a card flipping game that has been added.
Voltorb Flip?
It's not Voltorb Flip. No? That's Gen 4.
Right.
This game, the player bets on which card they will flip. I don't remember this one because I always just played the slots or bought the coins.
Right.
The deck is 24 cards, ranging from numbers 1 through 6 in the four suits of Pikachu, Jigglypuff, Oddish, and Poliwag. I don't know the mechanics of the game other than that.
I could have watched a
video of someone playing it, but I didn't.
Story of our lives.
In Generation 4, all of that is gone.
It's just
there's,
Voltorb Flip.
There's technically no gambling. There's only winning money.
Yeah.
In the Voltorb Flip game.
Which is the best game.
Which is a weird, like, Picross Minesweeper.
It's a little bit Minesweeper, a little bit matching game, I think.
Kind of. It's super fun.
Yeah. They should just release that.
I would pay upwards of $3 for a Voltorb Flip app on my phone.
For sure. Nintendo, if you're listening.
There's just infinite randomly generated Voltorb Flips.
Yeah.
I would play that so much.
Yep.
Up on the north wall, there's a Rocket Grunt staring at a poster.
Right.
I'm not worried about him. Let's go to the prize corner, because now we've won some coins.
Right, let's go cash in.
Let's go see what we can get for some sweet, sweet prizes.
Okay. I remember there being some weird stuff in here. Maybe not weird, maybe morally
there's
ambiguous.
A lot. Look at all this stuff.
It's a lot of prizes.
That's a lot of junk. All right, so we'll start with Generation 1. Available in all versions. I even wrote down how much they cost, so, okay.
Buckle up, kids. It's gonna get lit.
They're red in order. Red, blue, yellow. That's the coin cost.
Okay.
If I don't say a third one, then yellow is one of the other two. Okay.
Okay.
So you can get Abra for 180, 120, or 230 coins. You can get Clefairy for 500 or 750. You can get Dratini for 2,800 or 4,600.
Wow.
You can get Porygon for 9,999 or 6,500.
Okay.
That's in red, blue order. He's also 9,999 in yellow. I don't know why I wrote a yellow one for that. It's because the other two are not in yellow. Okay. Yellow has a different set.
Why is it so much more expensive in red? Did red get a break on another Pokemon?
No, I wrote totals down. It's not looking good for red.
What's the deal?
Available only in red, you can get Nidorina for 1,200 or Scyther for 5,500.
Okay.
In blue, you can get...
Scyther's exclusive to red version anyway. You're not even getting... It's not like...
But you can buy it without having to go through the Safari Zone. In blue version, you can get Nidorino for 1200 or Pinsir for 2500, which is 3000 less than you purchased a Scyther for.
What is that with that?
And then in yellow, which
Team
I said,
Rocket, Team Rocket is based out of blue version then, because they want them good deals for themselves.
Right. They charge all that extra money because they have to cross dimensions to get into the red version. So in yellow, you can also get Abra and Porygon are in there. You can also get a Vulpix for 1,000, Wigglytuff for 2,680, Scyther for 6,500, or Pinsir for 6,500. So here's the totals. If you were going to buy all those Pokemon
okay,
in their respective versions, this is how many coins you need to have.
Okay.
In the red version, it's 20,179 coins.
Yikes.
In the blue version, it's 15,670 coins.
That's a huge difference.
That's a huge difference. In the yellow version, it is 26,909 coins.
That's even more.
But that's not the only version that the prize center's in. Because you can also gamble here in gold and silver.
Okay.
You can buy Mr. Mime for $33.33.
Why would you do that?
You could buy Eevee for $66.66. So this is where you get Eevee.
Right. Another place you can... Well...
Because I don't know if... I think Bill gives you one in Generation 2.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I know he does in Generation 4.
I mean, like, look, stay tuned, guys.
But I don't know.
We'll get a Goldenrod eventually.
And then Porygon is obviously $99.99.
Right.
But in the Crystal version, it's a different set of Pokemon. So Pikachu is $22.22.
Okay.
Porygon is $55.55.
Okay.
And Larvitar is $88.88.
That's weird.
You can just catch Larvitars. Why would you spend so many coins on a Larvitar that you can just catch in the wild?
Well, same thing with Abras. Like, you can just get Abras. Like, they're like...
Yeah, but they're only 100. They're most expensive at 230 coins.
That's not...
That's not too bad.
No.
Dratini is rare, and, like, Clefairy is rare. I don't know.
It's just, the only place you can get Porygon, too, by the way.
I did not write down anything for Generation 4 as far as the Pokemon, so I'm assuming it is the same as Gold and Silver.
Okay.
You can also buy TMs here. So in red, blue, and yellow, you could get TM23, which is Dragon Rage, TM15, which is Hyper Beam, and TM50, which is Substitute. In gold, silver, and crystal, you can get TM32, which is Double Team, TM29, which is Psychic, which some guy just gives you. And I just remembered that they break in the old generations.
Yep.
Because they don't do that anymore. Once. And it's just so nice.
Well, it's, you know, because to teach them to your Pokemon, you have to whack them in the head with it.
You slap it on their foreheads until they... learn through osmosis the data on this disc.
So, like, you whack them, you know, just one time. They're real brittle.
And there's also TM15 for Hyper Beam. And Fire Red and Leaf Green, it's... I'm going to stop saying the numbers and just read the attacks. It's Ice Beam, Iron Tail, Thunderbolt, Shadow Ball, and Flamethrower. And in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, there's Endure, Double Team, Hidden Power, Psychic, Gyro Ball, and Giga Impact. And there's a bunch of held items in Gen 3 and 4, like... Just whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm real curious now about that Rocket Grunt and that poster.
Yeah, it was a little suspicious.
Let's go back to the game club.
All right. We bought a Porygon.
We did. We spent so much money on 50 coins at a time. It took us like an hour to buy all these coins.
But now
we have a Porygon.
I did that once.
I did too.
Yeah.
More than once. It felt real good to earn it in Heart Gold, though.
Yeah.
I won that Porygon playing Voltorb Flip.
Yeah.
And that was very rewarding. You talk to this Team Rocket Grunt who's at this poster. He's like, hey, it's just a poster. Mind your business. And then he attacks you. So you fight him. He's got, like, garbage little Team Rocket Pokemon.
Right. He's got Zubat and Eradicate.
So you wipe the floor with him. He walks off to the right and just kind of disappears.
That's weird.
And then there's this weird poster on the wall that he was just guarding. I think he says that. He's like, hey, I'm guarding this poster. It's nothing. It's fine.
And then you beat him, and he's like, I'm going home.
So I like to think you look up, and there's a poster on the wall, but like it's not flush with the wall. It's like bulging out in the middle.
Right.
So you're like, what is this? And you go to touch it, and you push it.
I always pictured like one of the corners kind of...
Or you just walk up and rip the poster off. There's just a big red button that says, hideout entrance.
Yeah, you're like, I beat him. I own this poster now. But there's a button there.
And you push the button, and a stairwell opens up. I guess he... can just walk through the wall because he's a Team Rocket.
I guess?
I don't know.
Either way.
But now, there's a secret staircase in the game corner, and we are going to head down there.
In part two.
To start part two.
Yeah. This ends the spoilers.
Welcome back.
All right. We're going to chill at the top of the staircase. What do you say we talk about this week's spotlight Pokemon?
I say let's do it.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Eevee! Eevee is our spotlight Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because he's like...
He's the best.
I don't want to say he's the best Pokemon, but he's, you can be the best without being my favorite, and I think Eevee might be the best Pokemon.
Yeah, he's definitely up there.
So Eevee is National Pokedex number 133, the evolution Pokemon.
Okay.
He's a normal type, he or she.
Oh,
mostly he. It skews toward male in the gender ratio.
Yeah, I don't want to put the leash before the dog here, but I am remembering a lot of the entries that Eevee had for the Pokedex, and they are bonkers.
Yeah, there's really just only the one theme in the Pokedex, but we'll get there. It's 1 foot tall and weighs 14.3 pounds.
Okay, it's a cute little fella. Not super... It's only a foot tall?
It's only a foot tall.
That is very small.
Yep.
That is smaller than I was expecting.
It's like it's cat or small dog sized.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
It's a little bigger than a cat, I think, if it's from tip to toe, Bart.
It is a Bart.
The abilities it gets are Runaway, which allows the user to run away from a battle without having to worry about speed or any moves that prevent that kind of thing from happening.
Right.
You 100% run away, obviously not from trainer battles. Don't be a chicken. That's the theme of Pokemon, I think, is don't be a loser.
Right. Don't be Ash Ketchum.
You can also have Adaptability, which increases the stab bonus, which I don't know if we've talked about that yet. That's same type attack bonus. So I just said same type attack bonus.
Yep.
That increases from a 1.5 times damage to 2 times damage.
Okay.
So it's the same as being hit by a super effective attack, essentially. But he's a normal type.
So there's not any other...
Guess what, guys?
Nothing is...
Normal's not super effective against anything.
No.
But he does get a 2x damage boost to all of his normal attacks. Which
that's pretty cool.
His hidden ability is Anticipation, which is kind of a weird one. It will cause the Pokemon to shudder if the opponent Pokemon has a super effective or a one-hit KO move in its moveset.
What is... Shudder's just like, your Pokemon shuddered.
Yeah, if I send my Eevee out against a Hitmonchan that has, like... Fight Punch. I can't think of any fighting moves off the top of my head.
Oh, Fight Punch is my favorite.
Fight Punch. Eevee will shudder. He'll say Eevee is shuddered because he's...
So it's basically just like, something bad's on its way.
Right, that dude's going to punch me dead.
He's going to Fight Punch me so good.
So Eevee's been in every game since Generation 1, and this is maybe one of the smallest Pokedex paragraphs that I've written, which is a little sad because I feel like there's way more to Eevee than this, but they only get hung up on the one thing. So I'm going to read what I wrote.
Okay.
It has an irregular genetic code that causes it to evolve when exposed to the radiation of different elemental stones. There are only a few known living Eevee due to the instability of its genetic code, as DNA can also be influenced and altered by its environment, causing even more different kinds of evolution. They literally only talk about how weird it is that he evolves into so many different things. I want to know more about Eevee.
Like what?
I just want
to
know, like...
What's it like to
What's
eat?
What's its temperament? What's its favorite food?
Well, the temperament...
Not a lot of them are alive, which is...
based on its nature, right? So...
But come on. Pokemon Yellow is the only game that says there's only a few of them living. It's the only game that gets that dark
It's not until, like, X that there are some in the wild, right?
Right. So I just want to know, like... Let's pretend that they are not all dying because their DNA is messed up. Because that's sad.
That's sad.
Are they pack animals? Are they solitary? They seem super friendly. It seemed like the friendliest little guys.
They look like the friendliest Pokemon.
As for its location, most of the species is domesticated by humans in that the player gets... You get most of your Eevees as gifts. You don't really catch a lot of them.
Right.
They are rarely seen on Route 116 in Hoenn, where they are hidden Pokemon. You got to do the creep.
Yeah.
And Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. You got to do that Thrilla Creep.
that like Pink Panther.
Right. The Looney Tunes tiptoe.
Yeah.
And they're also found on Route 110 in Kalos. They're still rare, but they're consistently
right
out
there.
Right,
they're there, yeah.
So
they're right outside of
They're making
weird
it, man.
Place.
Eevees are, they're doing it.
They're getting back on their feet.
We did not talk about evolution with Cubone. If we did, I didn't have it written down. But I did write down Eevees because there's just so much.
I don't think we talked about it.
He evolves into Marowak at like level 28. There you go.
Right, it's fine.
I'm guessing at the level, but it sounds right. Eevee's evolutions. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm running down the list.
I'm ready.
Vaporeon by using a water stone.
Okay.
Jolteon with a thunderstone. Flareon with a firestone. Those are your first three.
Everything makes sense so far.
That's everybody's favorite because it's the only ones that matter. But now getting on
Except Flareon sucks.
Flareon's the worst.
Flareon
is not even the worst evolution. He's just a bad Pokemon.
Yeah. They goofed hard on that
And he
one.
Looks just the best to snuggle.
He looks real snuggly.
I bet he's so warm. Just rest my head on his...
Be nice to have in that, like, in any snow
region. I'm
going to
say plumage, region. But he's not a bird. What is that? His mane?
His fluff. It's his fluff.
I'm going to put my head on his fluff and just nap forever. Yeah. Then in Generation 2, we get two more introduced.
Okay. Cool.
He evolves into Espeon if he's very friendly with you during the day. Well, you level him up. If you level him up during the daytime and he has a high friendship rating with you, then he evolves into Espeon. He evolves into Umbreon if you do that at night.
Right. Umbreon is a dark type.
Yes.
Espeon is a psychic type. Now, if you would have told me there's two new types in Gen 2, dark and steel, and we're getting two new evolutions, one of them's dark, what do you think the other one is? I would say steel. Nope. Swerved. It's psychic.
It's psychic, because psychic is like the opposite of the dark type. So it makes sense, but it's definitely a swerve.
Yeah.
So then in Generation 4, we get two more. There's nothing new in Generation 3, whatever.
Right.
Generation 4, we get two more. We get Leafeon, which all you have to do is level up an Eevee at the Moss Rock in the forest.
Okay. It's kind of super specific.
It's getting weird, but the Pokedex did say it adapts to its surroundings.
Right.
And so, like, it makes sense in-universe.
Right.
I kind of just wish they were all stones.
Yeah.
Because I like the gimmick of evolution stones.
I do, too. I really like them. But they're like, it wasn't like that in the first game, so we can't.
Right.
Just add it.
He didn't evolve into Leafeon with a Leaf Stone, and the Leaf Stones existed the whole time, so we can't do it. But, you could.
Just do it.
It's your game. Just do it. No one's going to be mad. If anyone's so mad that they're not going to play it, that's their own stupid fault.
Yeah, that's dumb, and they're under arrest.
We're coming to get them, sending them to Moon Jail. Generation 4 also introduced Glaceon, which you get by leveling up near the Ice Rock, which is in whatever icy cave they have.
Iceberg Tunnel.
No,
tunnel.
It's not in a town, it's in a cave.
Icebergleton Tunnel Cave.
Yep. That's it. No, Snow Point.
Basically the same thing.
Snow Point is the city. It might be Snow Point. I don't know. Like I said, I played Gen 4 like one time each. And then in Generation 6, skipping yet another generation, we get one new evolution. The final one so far.
Yep.
Your girl Sylveon.
Yeah.
I say your girl, even though Eevee is mostly boys.
It's pink and it's got bows.
It's pink and it's got flesh bows.
They want you to be like, look, this is the girly one. But, like, it's a fairy type. It's cool. I like it.
So, again, they use Eevee to promote a new mechanic.
Yep.
Which is Pokemon and me this time. Espeon and Umbreon were promoting the new friendship and clock mechanics.
Right. Leafeon and Glaceon were promoting those two rocks.
Which only evolve Leafeon and Glaceon and do nothing else at all.
Stupid.
Nothing
so dumb.
At all. But Sylveon is like, hey, you need to use Pokemon and me.
Yeah, you gotta pet its belly and feed
it
cakes.
Pet its belly, feed it little cookie cakes, yum yum treats. Then when it has two hearts of Pokemon and me affection...
When it loves you two hearts amount.
When it has you two hearts of love or more, level it up with a fairy type move and it'll evolve into Sylveon.
Yeah. I have a couple things that I want to say before we move on from the evolutions.
Well, all I got next is the trivia and origin. So this is a good time to just discuss.
Number one, it is Rapidash honky that they skip gens 3 and 5. We could have bare minimum. Two more evolutions.
We could have 10 total now.
Yeah.
If there was one in each of those, yeah.
But, like, normally there's two. Six is the first time there's only been one. Because, like, hey, here's a new type, here's a new mechanic. So, like, if we got two more in Gen 3, two more in Gen 2, we'd be up to 13?
Yeah.
No.
We are at 8.
We're at 8.
So we'd be at 12. There's only five more to get.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Six more, because fairy, now there's 18 types.
Yeah. Like, why? Why would you do this to me? Why is this how you do me, Nintendo?
Yeah. Nintendo's going to look you right in the eye and they're going to go, please understand. And then they're going to walk away.
Please understand. This is how I do you. And then it walks away.
This is how you get done.
Also, what do I got to do to get an Eevee on? You know what would have been nice? Like, just add that to 6.
Yeah. Or just like Eevee gets to level 36 with high friendship and max Pokemon and Mii hearts.
And boom, it's just a normal type.
It's a bigger, fluffier Eevee.
Yeah, it's got multiple tails now. It's got like cool hair.
Yeah.
It's got like a cool swoop in its hair, maybe. It's got
like a Nike swoosh for hair.
Yeah. No, that's too much. But I want two tails. That's all I'm really angling for. Right. Like bigger.
And just like so fluffy. Yeah. Just so fluffy.
Just like I want sleep with it. Like I want it to be like my whole, like not just a pillow, but one of those like anime body pillows that you hug all night.
Now this is a different podcast. Now everything is weird.
No.
As you mentioned anime body pillows. And now I don't want to play Pokemon anymore. Evolve. If you just need a cuddle buddy at night, just evolve it into Flareon.
But then it can't. But it's got like Flareon, no special attack.
Flareon is basically a bigger Eevee, but it's red and yellow instead of Eevee colored.
Yeah, but it only has one tail. I don't know why I'm so caught up on this two tail business. Because
you saw fan art of an Eevee.
And it was awesome.
Had two tails. That's all you ever wanted.
Yeah, kind of. Also, normal type is my favorite type. Like, why doesn't normal type Eevee get some love? It would have been perfect to do in Gen 6 because you only had the one, and traditionally speaking, you add two when you add.
Any. Right.
This how you do me, Nintendo?
Now that Jake is done, Nintendo has firmly stuck their fork in him. I think Eevee should have been the mascot. He seems like he was designed to be so.
Well, it's a game based that people are like, oh, it's Darwin plus cockfighting. Get it? Like, because you fight your animals and they evolve. Not even a little bit, but sure.
You're reading into it.
You're reading way into it, nerd. But also, it's a game about evolution. That's a major factor. Eevee is the evolution Pokemon. It would make a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
To be like, this is your guy.
Plus, it's just so cute. It's a perfect little mascot guy. Instead, it's Pikachu because he won a pull.
It
was almost Clefairy. This would be a different world if it was Clefairy.
We should do like a bonus episode on like, what if Clefairy?
Yeah, what if Clefairy got skinny over the years?
Right?
Instead of Pikachu. Remember how fat Pikachu used to be?
Pikachu was this fat little dude. And now he's like, wait, when did
I can't even imagine. What the heck a skinny Clefairy looks like?
I'm going to Google
that. That is a terrifying monster.
I'm going to Google skinny Clefairy.
All right, I'm going to read some trivia
Hit me with some trivia.
There's not nearly as much as I would have liked for Eevee. I feel like Eevee's getting overlooked by the big wigs, and I don't like it.
What a loser. What a loser company. Not Eevee, you're not the loser.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, these are horrifying.
Oh, no. You found some?
I
was hoping nobody did it.
I found two. One might be a Clefable. Okay, so I'm going to lean over and show you these.
Okay.
It's on the images page, so it's not, I'm not like zooming in on any, but like there's like this thing that says Clefairy number 39, live shiny hunting. The one next to that and the one below that.
This first one's cute.
It's a little awkwardly proportioned in a way that's a little scary to me.
This other one has a human face and is all the way in the uncanny valley.
Yes.
And I do not like that.
No.
Also, though, he's still pudgy.
He's pudgy, but he's like a little taller, so it's like he's skinnier. This would be like Gen 2, you know? Anyway.
Can I hit you with this trivia yet?
Hit me with this trivia, please.
All right. In early English promotional material, Eevee was actually referred to as Eon.
Okay.
Which you might know as the suffix of all of his evolutions.
Yeah. Vaporeon, Flareon, et cetera, et cetera. That would be kind of neat, because then it would be like, this is the water Eon.
Right.
You know, the vapor Eon, Flare Eon. I would have liked that. I think that could have been neat.
The term Eeveelutions started as a fan term.
Yeah.
But was made official in Pokemon Stadium 2's strategy guide, and there's an Eeveelution theme deck in the Sky Ridge trading card game expansion set.
Okay.
So Eeveelution
became a thing.
Is what they are actually called now.
It is the Equestria Girls of Pokemon.
Same thing happened with shiny Pokemon. They didn't have an actual name until, I think, Gen 5, when Nintendo was like, yeah, no, they're shiny Pokemon.
Right.
this one's pretty obvious, but Eevee has the most evolutions out of all Pokemon.
Duh.
And is the only one with more than 3, now having 8 total. Bulbapedia did specify non-glitch Pokemon, but I wasn't about to research what glitch Pokemon have more evolutions than Eevee, or how that would even work.
It's probably like, oh, I caught this.
I got a apostrophe M here. He evolves into Kangaskhan, which then evolves into Cubone, which then evolves into Marowak. That's only three, though. That's only
which
three.
Which then, which, or like, you know, oh, I caught this, like, Rhyhorn in the water in the glitch place, and, like, it's, you know, depending on where you are, like, what the value of the tile you're standing on, it evolves into any of the other Pokemon. Something dumb like that, probably, but.
Oh, just keep the tape on. Don't.
Just don't muck with the tape, guys. It's tape, for the best.
Like, I'm going to leave that there. Unless Mew is behind that tape, then kind of peel that tape back a little bit.
Then just, like, just
then catch the Mew and then put the tape back on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't ruin everything because you got a little curious.
There was some other trivia for, like, the anime and, like, spin-off games and stuff, but I didn't count those. Cause,
yeah, I saw a couple things. It was nothing super exciting.
So the last bit I have is that Eevee is the only pre-existing Pokemon that received a new evolution in Gen 6, not obviously counting the Mega Evolutions.
Right.
Because in Gen 4, just like everyone from Gen 1 was getting new evolutions, and it was, and they were all ugly. They're all so ugly.
Yeah.
Like, Magmortar is just disgusting.
Oh, that's a Magmar.
Rhyperior's gross. Electivire, like, is pretty good, but still looks kind of dopey. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they gave all the ones that, like, didn't evolve, and then, like, some other ones that just didn't need them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For its origin, aesthetically, I guess is the word you could use, it shares many of its traits with foxes, especially the fennec fox, as well as dogs and cats.
Yeah, it's a hodgepodge.
My theory is that someone was like, hey, what if we made the perfect pet?
Yeah.
So he's equal parts dog and cat.
Right. He's all the good parts of dogs.
All the cute parts of foxes.
Yeah.
And, like, the sleepy parts of cats.
And, like, his nose is like a kitty's nose.
Right. He's got kind of like a kitty snout. Like,
yeah.
From the nose-mouth area. The rest of him is a dog with big fox ears.
Yeah.
I like him. I just think someone was like, I'm going to make the perfect little pet.
Yeah,
Pokemon.
They just sat down. They're like, I'm doing
Everybody
it.
Everybody has these as pets, and it's great. And they just give them away. Just give away their favorite little pets. Its name is pretty obvious, but it's just the spelling out of the letters EV, which are the first two letters of evolution, which is a mystery.
It is a mystery, from what I understand.
And that's all I have for Eevee. And nobody has sent us any nicknames, so we're not going to do any this time.
Yeah, so
we didn't look any up. I don't want to do any randos. I'm just so tired. I'm so, so tired.
Yeah, it's this is already been a long episode, so we're going to skip nicknames. We're going to do those next time. If you have any nicknames you would like to send us, we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. So since we're doing nicknames next time, let's just jump right into the fan interaction / Q&A segment. Okay, so we got a couple things. We got an email. We got some tweets. I don't know if there's any questions in the Twitter.
There are not. There are just, like, talks.
Talks. Okay, so I'll do the email first then. Cool?
Yeah.
It's from Riley, new guy to my knowledge.
Welcome to the show, Riley. It's good to have you.
He says, hey, guys, I'm not sure how to rate your podcast using Podcast Addict, but so far I love the podcast. I work a full-time job and listen to it while I'm at work, so I've already listened to all of your episodes. As a casual player who's been playing since 97, when my friend in Hawaii let me play his Japanese version from Japan, I love hearing about the world I explored as a kid. Keep up the good work. And then he also has a kind of a nickname thing, so we'll just do it real quick. Every time I pick a Bulbasaur, I always name him Hibis after the hibiscus flower that was in Hawaii when I first started playing.
That's adorable. That's a master ball.
That is a master ball. That is great. Your loyal listener, Riley.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, that, first of all, that is a great nickname. That is a great story. Also, playing a Japanese video game in 1997 would have blown my tiny mind.
Right.
I would not have been able to put that together. Plus, the Japanese versions were very different, right?
It depends.
I'm not very different, but like...
Our red and blue version is based off of their blue version.
Right.
They got red and green first, and they are just... You thought red and blue were bad. Cool.
We'll have to talk about that.
Red
at some
and green
point.
Are a mess. They're so the sprites are just so ugly.
They're so ugly. Yeah. So that's our email for the episode. What we got for Twitter stuff?
We got some tweets from Alan and some tweets from Shannon.
Okay.
I'm gonna just kind of read them as I come across them in order. So the first one here I got here is from Alan, and he asks, "So I kind of have an ice gym 100% complete in my head. Could I email it to you? #Q&A." Yeah, you absolutely could email
he
that
did.
To us.
He already sent
he
that
did?
To
okay.
Yes,
we I have. Did tell him, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
replied
he sent us the email. It's a pretty cool idea. Once we do our Let's Make an Ice Gym episode, we will...
Well, since we have an idea for that one, and I haven't posted a poll yet, that one's leading the pack.
Okay.
So get your votes in the poll.
In the poll?
Next one's from Shannon.
Slick. Butt of shoes, skating away.
She sent a couple. I'm going to read them both here. Listening to Pokemon World Tour is making me remember that 8-year-old me had a dozen Pokemon named Poop, and I get furious every time I open that box. Her next one is just as funny. Maybe funny. This might be the best joke I've ever seen on a digital paper. I feel I have to share a bad Pokemon joke I made up when I was 10. It's my best work. I peaked too young. And there's a photo attached to it. And it's three adorable pictures of her. The joke is, what do you call a sandshrew that can't spell? And then the first picture is her holding up a sign that says sandshrew on it.
It says sansroosh.
Okay, already we're winning. I didn't even notice that the first time. And then the middle one is just a picture of her with the sign facing her. She's writing on it. And the answer is sans slash. And the shrew is slashed out.
Yeah. That's a solid joke for a 10-year-old.
I retweeted it on the Twitter. So
yeah, you can go check that out.
Go find that. The picture is just adorable.
And see, okay, and I must have read this joke at a very early hour the first time I saw it. I get up at 2:30 in the morning, guys, just so you know. That's when I get up for work, okay? I'm an insane person. So I must have read this at 2:30 because in my head, she's like, this is a joke I made when I was 10. And I was like, you drew this when you were 10? This is so good for a 10-year-old.
Oh, just woke up. You was so stupid.
So dumb. He's an idiot.
And then you replied to her with such a shame. And then she came back with, 10-year-old me was so proud of this joke. I told everyone. No one laughed. Art is never appreciated in his time. Shannon, you were not friends with me. I would have laughed so hard.
He would still be chuckling about it to this day.
I've spent the last 29 years of my life perfecting dad jokes. And
perfecting is a strong word.
They're perfect.
Keep doing them, maybe.
And then the next stuff is Alan about the Pokemon RPG, which we talked about at the beginning
of the show.
So that call to arms is still out. If you're interested in participating, we can't really get like a giant thing going.
No.
Like, I don't think we can have 20 players. I don't know how that would work.
No, I mean, like, the ideal party size is 3 to 4.
Right.
Generally.
But for Pokemon, like, you could technically do one, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. If you're interested, let us know. We'll try to figure something out.
I have some ideas for how a format could work that could like incorporate people. So like if that's something you guys would be interested in, let us know and we will sort it out.
If you don't think you can commit to like doing it all the time and you want to just be on it like once or twice, we could just run one with Jake as the trainer and like you can just be on.
Yeah, just rotate people out.
Yeah.
That could be real fun.
Come on as any NPC. We have a weird idea maybe for gym leaders. I don't know how big our reach is for that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's kind of that's a pipe dream.
But we would like gym leaders to be special guests.
Yeah, so.
I think that would be neat.
Yeah, but like, you know, if you like you want to be like rivals, like I would like, I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but like, because Shannon's super into Team Rocket.
Right.
So, like, that's kind of an obvious play, right? Like,
this is a little weird.
I don't mean to blow up your spot, Shannon, but,
right.
Like...
we've been talking about you in our downtime. We kind of have a storyline based out for you in this RPG. So, like, if you're interested, let us know. Now that the Q&A has gotten a little weird, I think we're done here.
Is that it? All right. So, that's going to do it for us. For today, thank you guys so much for listening. I think we had a good time, and we'll see you next time for part two. First, we're going to just get some stuff, get some clerical work out of the way. First of all, if you want to find us anywhere on the internet, PWT Podcast, you can do that Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, or you can email pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
Or just zip over to heyjakeandjosh.com. All the links are right
there
on the page.
There. Yeah, we haven't talked about that on this podcast yet.
No.
Yeah, heyjakeandjosh.com is a thing, thanks to our Patreon supporters, which you can do. You can become one of those people at patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. We're gonna be putting up some more milestones soon and getting all of the Patreon stuff sorted and ready to go. The first month got accidentally very busy, and then it's also like a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
how fast
I keep looking at the whole pile instead of picking a piece of it.
It's like doing dishes, man. You just gotta start somewhere and go for it. So
yeah, we got stuff coming for that.
Yeah. So if you want, again, if you donate at the $5 level or above, you get bonus episodes, which for this podcast will be the anime. We're gonna be doing recaps of the anime to my chagrin.
You'll be fine. It's gonna be once every 2 weeks you'll live.
I know. It'll be fun when I'm there, but like that show is so bad.
I love it.
I know, and that's where we're different
people.
I love it so much. And then also, like, another idea is like to do like spotlight Pokemon, like Pokemon spotlights. Just
yeah, we got
kind of random because
we're kind of like all over the place right now, trying to keep them like to things that relate to the city we're in. But like we only did Bulbasaur. There's two other starters.
We
need to pay
when are we gonna go? Well, like, where are we gonna hit Geodude? You know, like
any cave. Geodude's a bad example, but
right. But like, you know. You're right. So, like, when are we going to do...
When would we do Squirtle, if not
as
a bonus?
So,
and so we kind of want to do some cleanup and just... We'll do, like, special bonuses of whole Pokemon families.
Yeah, and
so it'll be, like, a Squirtle, Wartortle, Blastoise special episode.
Yeah, like...
Stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Because, like, there's, like, so many Pokemon.
There are 721.
Yep, that's a long time. We only do one every other week. So, yeah, that's the thing we're going to be doing. And that's going to be exclusive to the Patreon for... a while. We haven't figured out exactly how long yet, but it'll eventually make its way into the feed, but like it'll be old hat by then. We'll be making jokes that have gone stale, they set out too long, and now they just taste kind of weird. So if you want them hot and fresh, you gotta go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Also, we have another podcast that we rarely mention on the show. It's called The Morphin Grid. We go over every episode of Power Rangers, and we're doing Power Rangers Zeo right now, and it's real fun. So, like, maybe if that's something you're into, you can go check that out.
Yeah, if you go check that out and you're still not sick of us, we also have a YouTube channel where we play video games.
Yeah.
So, go check that out. We're doing Ocarina of Time right now, and there's a lot of good goofs.
We're only two
episodes in, three when you're hearing this. I have not even edited the third one yet, though.
But
the first two episodes are just, they're so full, chock full of goofs.
Yep. I swear at a little kid. I don't. I do voices.
That's kind of you swearing at that little kid.
It's just me swearing at that little kid. I watched today. I was like, no, that's just me getting mad at Link for no reason. Yeah, it's. I have a lot of fun doing it. Josh has a lot of fun doing it. So, like, it's probably pretty fun. You guys might like it. So, go check that out. Our theme song is The Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword off of the OC Remix album, the EV EP. You can get that at ev.ocremix.com. That's Dark Sword, DarkSword. That's his handle on Twitter. Go there and follow him and get his other music.
It's like free. So it's good music.
Is it all free?
Well, the EV EP is.
The EV
I don't know if
free.
All of his music is free, but you can get the EV EP, which includes our theme song, and seven
other tracks.
Does it have Sylvie
on it? No, it's eight, because it's nine tracks, because all the Evolutions and...
But does it have Sylvie on, or was it...
Yes, it does.
Okay, it's post-Sylvie. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's real good. I've used I used the Flareon theme in the Lavender Town episode, and it's solid.
And the rest of our music comes from just, like, a plethora of places. It could be from any one of these places on any particular episode. The Heart Gold and Soul Silver Super Music Collection, available on iTunes, $9.99. Check it out. There's also the 200
some odd tracks.
Yeah, 270 something tracks for $10. There's also the Fire Red and Leaf Green soundtrack, which we've used a couple of tracks from. Maybe only one.
I think just one, but still.
Because it was the creepy version of Lavender Town. Yeah. So we needed to put that in. That's the same price, also on iTunes. And sometimes Jake will throw in some Scotine.
I say Scotine, but I don't know if that's
Scotine.
Right. Either way.
Scotein. Kanto Reorchestrated. It's on iTunes as well. I don't remember the price, but there's two. He has like a little sequel EP to go with it, too.
Oh, he does. I don't have that. I need to get that.
It's just like the little jingles and a couple of original songs that he wrote.
Nice.
They're very good. So go check those out.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah. And like they have like it covers some of the stuff that's not in the Heart Gold. So like I've used it quite a bit. And it's very good. So go check those out. And that's it. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so next time, we're not sure if it'll be next week or the week after, if we're going to keep the skip.
If it goes this long again, it might be 2 weeks.
It might be 2 weeks. We'll see.
I'm so glad we broke this up in two parts. We would probably still be talking about Erica.
I don't want to talk about it, Josh.
So next episode, you can look forward to us storming Team Rocket's secret base and then storming the gym and beating up a flower girl. But until then,
smell you later.